Well, good evening. This mic is hot. It's ready to go. So glad you are here tonight. I want to welcome you to First Baptist Church of Lowry's. I'm David Nally. I'm the pastor here, if I haven't had a chance to meet you yet. So I'm still, I guess, new to Lowry's. I started back here in December, and it's been a blessing for me and my wife, Stacy, to be able to join this church family. So this is a wonderful church family, a wonderful church. So we're glad that you're here tonight to be able to worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. So I want to welcome you here. We're going to have a wonderful time of worship with the New Life singers. We're glad that they've been able to come and to lead us in worship tonight. Each and every Sunday when we gather together, we start with a call to worship, and I want to do that as well. And it's going to be out of Psalm 100. And the word of the Lord says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness is to all generations." And so what a wonderful way to, for us to just enter into a time of worship here this evening together by praising the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to ask our group to come up and lead us in worship. Father, we do praise you for who you are. Lord, we acknowledge our great need for you. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ to come to live a sinless, perfect life, a life that we could not live, Father, and that Christ went to the cross to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, and he was buried, and 3 days later was resurrected, defeating sin and death and Satan in the grave. And Father, we give you praise and honor for that. Father, we know that Christ is ruling and reigning now and will one day return, and we look forward to the second coming of Christ. Father, we thank you for salvation that we have in Christ. And so, Father, we pray that you would be honored, that you would be glorified tonight, that you would be praised, and that you would be honored by every person that is here tonight, Lord. Father, we pray that you would be with the musicians and the singers tonight as they lead us in worship. And we pray that all of this will be done for your honor and for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I will say a little something, I guess, while everybody's kind of getting settled and getting ready. Most of you know who we are. Our group is called the New Life Singers, and actually we started out of this church. All of us actually, well, me and Kim grew up, we've been friends and cousins since birth. So, and then this is my daddy, Steve, and my brother, and Miss Ann was going to church here too, right? You went here for years. And then Stephanie came along. And she sang one Sunday, fifth Sunday night, I think. And she actually came here because of my grandma. She never said that. But we texted the other week, and Stephanie was like, "Can't believe it's been like 20 years since we have actually been together and singing together." So we don't do it like we used to, but I have been so excited about coming tonight. We are not professionals by any means. We're just here, thankful that the Lord gave us the voices he gave us, and we just want to praise him and worship him and hope it blesses you in the meantime.
Have you ever been hungry? And Jesus wouldn't. Have you ever really needed him?
warned if somebody comes running or cuts a flip, y'all just kind of ignore him. Alvin.
Y'all ever seen the McCamies? The ladies McCamies? You remember the one that takes the shoes off and used to sing and shout? Well, we was in here practicing the other night, and I heard somebody go to shouting, and I thought she was with us, and it was Ann. I didn't know what she was shouting because she was able to get her shoes off and working all day, or whether Jesus got a hold to her.
So if you don't go here, it's okay to shout and raise your hands and smile. Even if you do go here.
Us as Christians, for those who know Christ, should have the most joy in the world, even through trials or whatever. He's the one who gives us true joy. So the next song is I'm a Citizen of Two Worlds.
Him throughout the course of time. So many
On this one, or we'll never make it through it. This is for brother Buddy Courtney.
This is for you, Buddy.
It's called The Lighthouse, and most of you I know have heard it. And it's a beautiful song. God, just pray for us.
I need an oxygen tank up here. If I got to sing the first verse on this
one. That's what we were talking about the other night. We were kind of out of breath. I'm like, you can tell we're out of practice, but we're 20 years older. Woo, and we've gained a little weight. So. Thank you. Most of y'all have obviously heard we sing most older Southern gospel that you don't hear. I mean, I know you hear it, but it's not in a lot of churches anymore. But we love it, and we know a lot of people around us love it too. So the next one's I Go to the Rock.
Nobody wants to go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock, go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock, go to the rock.
'Cause that rock is always there. He's always there no matter how far away you get. He's still there. He's just waiting for you to come back.
So this is a newer song, actually out on the radio too, and it's new to us, so we just kind of put our spin on it. Glory, glory, God is able.
Everybody
so the name of this song is Ain't No Grave. And the chorus says, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down. Don't let these pews hold you down. We haven't done this one in quite a while either.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body
There ain't no grave.
And you stand up here and you sing. If you got a bunch of people out there that's got the frowny faces on, it's really hard to sing. But we thank all y'all very much for coming out. And I want to especially thank Matthew for he's been up here several nights with us practicing, helped let us use the system to practice with. And I'd like to give a big hand to Matthew. Huh? Yeah.
He's gonna sing one solo. You can't hear him.
What you doing now? This song we fixing to do now, just kind of coincidental. I've been telling them we need to learn some new songs because you know we've been doing the same stuff 20 years. So we started learning something, and last Sunday we come in, and Jacob come up and sang a song, and lo and behold, it's one of those we've been learning, so I guess it was meant to be heard twice.
Mercy walked in.
soak up your honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand. God
requested when we sing too. It's the older one, and we might need you to dance on this one, though. Robe and crown.
Gonna sit down beside
King. Jesus gonna tell him how I made it. Over gonna put on my robe in glory. Gonna shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. We shall wear a robe and crown.
I had a young gentleman come to me about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Told me he wished somebody would sing a certain song. And I told him, I said, I'll practice it and try to do it while COVID hit. And put me out for quite a while. And put church out for quite a while. But when we got back together, I told him I wanted to try it. And Mr. Cronin, this is for you.
Let's give them one more hand. think the Lord has been glorified and honored in worship tonight, so we're glad to do that together. And that last song really does, it makes you think about this life and how all of us, each and every one of us, have one soul. We have one life to either live for God or live for this world. And Jesus, the night before his crucifixion, he was in the upper room with his disciples. And in John chapter 14, he's telling them what's going to happen, what's going to take place over the next few hours of his betrayal and him being handed over, him being arrested, him going to the cross and giving up his life for the sins of the world. And he says in John 14, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." We've already been singing about that place tonight, about where Christ has gone to make a way for us. Verse 4, he says, "And you know the way where I am going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me." And so tonight, I just want to just invite anyone here tonight that may not be a follower of Christ, that's never trusted in Christ for salvation. We've been singing about Jesus' blood that's been shed for us all evening. We've already heard that he gave so much up in order to secure us a salvation, an eternal salvation, so that we can have everlasting life. And so if you do not know the Lord today, my prayer is that God would open your eyes, that God would give you a new heart, give you a new life, and that you would know the way, that Jesus is the only way to the Father, that Jesus is the only truth, Jesus is the only life, and that has been secure through his shed blood on the cross and his resurrection. And because of that, we do have eternal life, eternal security in God for those who trust in him, for those who believe in him. And so during this song, I'm going to be down front, and if anybody here needs to talk, wants to talk, has questions about the Lord, has questions about Christ, has questions about anything. Maybe you're here tonight and you're carrying a burden. We've already been singing about the burden that Jesus lifts. It's the burden of sin. It's the burden of this world. And maybe you're here tonight and you're carrying that burden and you're carrying this sin. And you think, "I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how to lift this burden." Here's the good news. You can't, but God can. And God has made a way through the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. And so my prayer is that you would trust him tonight. And for those of you who are believers, let that just be good news to just for us to glory in the Lord, to worship the Lord. Let us be thankful that we have life in Christ, that we know him tonight, and that we can worship him. We can live for him, and we can make the good news of the gospel message known because we know him. So I'm going to be down front if anyone needs to talk, and we're going to sing, and after that we'll pray together.
Everyone can stand with us if you'd like. We're going to sing the old hymn, "Oh, How I Love Jesus."
Oh, how I love Jesus.
seated. I want to thank y'all again for joining us tonight. Again, just to worship the Lord together. Thank New Life Singers. Let's thank them one more time for all the hard work they've put in. I want to thank Matthew. I want to thank Brad Wishart. He helped to put a lot of this together. He said, don't say my name, but I want to say Brad's name because I'm thankful for him coming up with this so that we can this has been a good time together tonight. We've got a lot of ladies that's been working hard downstairs to get our finger foods and desserts, and there's a lot of people who've brought a lot of things, so we want to thank them as well. But I'm going to go ahead and pray for us one more time and go ahead and bless the food so once we get down there, we can start eating. So let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for who you are. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge your goodness and your grace, that you are the one true Savior of the world. And Father, I pray that you would help us to take these songs, help us to take the scripture that we've heard tonight, hide it away in our heart. Help us to live for you. Help us to honor you. Help us to glorify you. Father, I thank you for this group of people that you've gathered here tonight to worship you. Father, I pray that you would take the food that we partake in, that you would bless it to our body so we may better serve you. And Father, we thank you for all the hands that prepared it. And Father, we pray as we leave here tonight that we go forth proclaiming your great name for your honor and glory. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.